This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are days, of which this is one, where what seems like maybe not great economic news turns out to be not great at all. We learned this morning the manufacturing sector contracted in June. The data is from S&P Global Market Intelligence, which says, actually, that manufacturing shrank at an even faster rate in June than it did in May. You might have heard here or elsewhere that manufacturing has been under pressure as consumers have been spending less on goods and more on services. But to repeat myself, that is not necessarily a bad sign about the economy overall. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
S&P Global's report says the manufacturing sector shrank because their customers aren't placing as many new orders. S&P Global's chief business economist, Chris Williamson, says that weaker demand can lead to other problems down the road.
Companies adjusting their output levels, adjusting their employment levels and inventory levels and so forth. Everything stems from that change in new order flows.
It's not just the manufacturing sector that's looking downbeat. Justyna Jabinska-LaMonica is a senior manager at the Conference Board, a research company. She says consumer expectations are falling. Credit is harder to come by. She manages an index of leading economic indicators, and this week it fell for the 14th month in a row.
We only had situations like that happening, the most recent during the Great Recession of 2008.
Thing is, Jabinska-LaMonica says that's not the situation today. Companies are still scrambling to find workers. Wages are rising. In fact, she just had to revise her prediction for this quarter's economic growth from negative to positive. I asked her if she finds the whole economic forecasting business frustrating right now.
It's not frustration. I wouldn't call it frustration. I think that it's challenging.
Either way, she says nobody should be frustrated that the economy is doing better than she and other economists expected. And those downbeat indicators don't tell the whole story. Justin Wolfers, an economics professor at the University of Michigan, says take consumers. They might say they're pessimistic about the economy.
But if you look at what they do, consumers are out there spending like they've never spent before.
Wolfer says it's true that some sectors of the economy are slowing down, but there just aren't enough of them to be concerned.
If you move beyond the vibes and look at the hard data, we're creating jobs at a gangbusters pace. Unemployment is at a 50-year low. This ain't a recession, man.
Wolfer says the best way to predict the trajectory of the economy is to look at how the economy's doing right now. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.